Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With those beautiful words and good music, we begin morning devotions. This is John Thrasher. These words I just read to you are nearly 3,000 years old, but just as fresh and up to date as though they were penned by King David this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I once came across a story about a preacher who was at a banquet, and there was another man who was a terrific orator, and this orator had just quoted the 23rd Psalm, and it was so beautiful. His voice inflection was perfect, his intonation, you couldn't beat it, as he went through these verses word for word, pronouncing it so correctly. The Lord is my shepherd, quoted the orator, I shall not want. And it was just beautiful. And when he finished, the audience applauded. But then this old preacher who was there at the banquet, he too was asked to quote that psalm. His voice wasn't as good as the other. His pronunciation wasn't as perfect as the orator had been, but there was feeling in what he said. And they say that there was hardly a dry eye in the building when that old preacher finished quoting the 23rd Psalm. Asked what made the difference? The reply was, the orator knew the 23rd Psalm. That old preacher knew the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm. Well, it's not enough just to know this psalm by memory and to be able to quote it. The important thing is, do you know the shepherd? Does he really and truly guide you and lead you? Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. But there's something grand and glorious about the thought to a Christian that the Lord Jesus takes us by the hand and he leads us and guides us through all kinds of weather, over all kinds of territory. Because don't think for a moment that just because you're a Christian and just because the Lord Jesus is your shepherd, that he leads you over smooth paths always. Well, you know better than that. Or maybe you don't. Sometimes in our preaching, we get across the idea, maybe not intentionally, but we don't give the fullness of the gospel message. When we talk about the promises of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord and how gracious he is and how he wants to bless his children, which all of that is true. But it is also true that the good shepherd who often leads us beside the still waters also leads us beside many troubled waters and over some pretty difficult paths. But it's good to know that when the Lord Jesus is leading us, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, and nothing touches our lives but what first touches the heart of God. And whether it be a day filled with blessing or a day filled with difficulty, we know the Lord is leading us. That is, if we have given our heart to him. And it isn't a matter of just knowing the 23rd Psalm by heart. We know the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm, and we've given our hearts to him. And we know that God hath not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But we do know that God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. Can you say amen to that? And it's something wonderful and glorious about the thought that Jesus takes me by the hand and he leads me and he guides me day by day. Lord, take me. Precious Lord, take our hand. Lead us day by day, moment by moment.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
When my way
grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry. Precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Precious Lord, lead me home.
My dear friend, I count it a privilege to be able to spend a full half hour with you every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Devotions. And I just sincerely hope that some word that is spoken, a prayer that is prayed, a song that you listen to, a poem that is read, a scripture that is given to you, will be like meat in due season, just when you need it. And I find that God is so good to us, he is so gracious, that in our time of need, when we really need to hear something, a word from heaven, the Lord never disappoints us. He always allows us to come across something, maybe tuning in to this particular broadcast or opening your Bible earlier this morning and your eyes falling on a particular verse of Scripture. You remember in the days of Gideon when the Lord told him to go against the Midianites and he was going to win the victory. But God said, because remember, Gideon only had 300 men. There were thousands who went home because they were scared, and then there were other thousands who had to leave because they didn't drink from the brook correctly, and he only had 300 men to go against those tens of thousands of Midianites, and the Lord told him to go and fight the battle, and he would give him the victory. But he said, if you are afraid to do so, take your armor-bearer and the two of you go down to one of the tents of the Midianites. God had something that he wanted him to hear. And as Gideon stood on the outside of the tent of one of these Midianites, he overheard a conversation. One of the Midianites was saying to his fellow about a dream that he had last night and how this In his dream, he saw a barley loaf tumbling down off the mountain, and it fell into one of the tents of the Midianites, and it laid it flat. And the other one said, "That is none other than the sword of Gideon and of the Lord, and God has given to him the victory over the Midianites." And when Gideon heard that word, that's what he needed. That's what he needed to hear for his own encouragement. And he bowed his head and worshiped God. And then he went back to his little band of 300. And they mustered up their forces and went against the Midianites. God gave them the victory. But he needed to hear that little conversation. There are times that even though we know the will of God, we know what the Lord has said, but often we just need that little bit of encouragement that we can hear in a song. Maybe someone call on the telephone and just drop a word or two. Or open a book and the Lord speak to us through that, and certainly through his word, that meet in due season. And that's what I want this broadcast to be to you day by day, a source of encouragement, a source of strength. I'm sure that just about everything you hear me say on this program, year after year after year, you've heard it many, many times before. You've heard me say it. You've heard your own preacher say it. But we just need to be reminded and refreshed and encouraged. Just like this verse of scripture in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. When Jesus was sitting there at the Last Supper with his disciples in the upper room, and he said to them, and remember, this is just before Gethsemane. In just a few moments, they were going to leave from the upper room in the gloom and darkness of that night and take the road that led to Gethsemane, and then later to Calvary. And just before they left, Jesus, turning to his disciples, said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." That's one of the promises that we certainly have for the here and now. There are many promises that are reserved for us in heaven. Well, just like that verse in the book of Revelation, where God says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." There's not going to be any more dying, no more weeping, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain. Well, that promise is not for us to claim today and for it to be effective right now, because we live in a valley filled with sorrow and heartache and dying and pain and weeping. But it's a promise that we can hold on to, and it becomes a precious hope for the one who loves God, that the day is coming, and won't be very long for any of us, when the Lord God is going to brush every tear from our eyes. That is yet future. But this promise, given to us in the Gospel of John by Jesus himself, is a promise that we can take to ourselves right now. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Is that wonderful? No matter where you may be right now, and all the stuff that is happening in your life, in your home, in your marriage, in your business, in your finances, in your health, among your children, among your loved ones, whatever is happening in your life and touching your heart and soul and your emotions and your welfare, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." In the midst of all of our turmoil, in the midst of all of our storm, we can have the peace of God that passes all understanding. And this promise is not reserved for heaven someday. This promise is given to us in the here and now, right now. Praise God. That's the legacy that the Lord Jesus left to us. that in the midst of all of life's ups and downs, vicissitudes and changes, trials and persecutions, everything that befalls us, the Christian can be at rest. He can have the peace of God because he has peace with God. Do you have that peace? Well, we find it in his presence. And I think I just want to pray for you right now. And as I pray for you, you please pray for me too. We're in this together. Heavenly Father, I just pray your mercies on my friends, wherever they are, people I don't even know. And I don't even know they're listening to this broadcast at this precise moment. But God knows them, and God sees them. And I pray that in the midst of their life, the Lord will bring that peace, that they can claim it. And certainly, when we have repented of our sins and asked that the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness and sin, and there is nothing between our soul and the Savior, we have a right to that peace, that legacy that the Lord Jesus has left to us. When he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Lord, we accept it right now. Amid all the fears and terrors, amid all the things so negative and so hurtful that happen to all of us, even while the storms are raging on the outside, we claim the peace of God on the inside, that our hearts be at rest, and that the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We pray for this. May we just sense your presence, the presence of our good and great shepherd, our Savior who died on the cross of Calvary. It is in your presence, Lord, that we want to be. Touch us today. Touch my friends as they're listening. Here in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship him together, shall we? Wherever you are, driving on your way to work or sitting there at your kitchen table, out taking a walk, let's be in the presence of the Lord. He makes the difference. He makes the difference.
We learn to trust you more.
Didn't Jesus say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them? Now, maybe we're not gathered together visibly, but I certainly think that in the Spirit we have gathered together in this time of devotion. And you know what? I believe with all my heart that the Lord is in the midst of us. The Lord is present to touch our brokenness and bring healing and wholeness to us, to take our emptiness and to fill us with Himself, to take all of that disturbance and confusion in our lives and to impart His peace and quietness, to take all that is impure within us and impart His holiness. Oh, that's where happiness is, isn't it? Is this strange how that the world around us will say, happiness is, don't fence me in, let me do my own thing, pull out all the stops, live life the way I want to live it. If it feels good, do it. Whatever I want to do, do it. And they bring themselves under the worst bondage imaginable, because when we are led by our passions and our carnal appetites and we do whatever we want to do, we become slaves to our passion. We become bound to our appetites. But whom the Lord makes free is free indeed. You want real happiness, real peace, real liberty? Do it God's way. Walk in His way. And even though the way is straight and narrow, and even though it's difficult, the road that leads to heaven, it is difficult because it is right and it is noble. That's true with everything in life. Anything that is worth doing is difficult. You have to practice. If you're going to win a race, you have to exercise and practice in order to be the winner. And it's difficult because it's the right thing to do. If you're going to be a great musician, you have to practice every day and really work at it. It's difficult, but it's difficult because it's the right thing to do. If you're going to excel in whatever your hand finds to do, you've got to do it with all your might. It is difficult. It is difficult because it is right and it is noble. The way that leads to heaven is difficult because it is the right way. Any old fish can float downstream, but it takes a live salmon to go against the current, to go against the flow. Any old sinner can be like a leaf floating aimlessly down the current. But it takes a man, a woman, who has a heart for God to go against the flow. Well, I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in these moments of devotions. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, and the name of the program, Morning Devotions. Have a nice day, and may God's very best be yours throughout the day. Let's just bow down and worship the Lord. Love Him with all our hearts. Say yes to Him in every area of your life.
Worship.